You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Monday, May 11th, episode 3947. This episode is brought to you today by Worm Flooring. Good morning, horse people. Well, remember, Glenn and I are off for a few weeks, but we have worked really hard to bring you all new programming during the rest of May. So we've got a bunch of one-on-one interviews for you and some other special programming. But today we're going to start with a one-on-one interview I did with the Sydney Steverson at the Kentucky three-day event. She is the eventer who makes funny videos. She did a lot of coverage for Eventing Nation at the event. She's been on our show several times, and I finally got to meet her and sit down with her in person. So we will get to the uninterrupted interview with Sydney right after this.
Worm Flooring now does your trailer roof. Leaky roofs are a common problem in horse trailers and RVs. Worm Flooring's revolutionary silicone-based coating creates a barrier against the heat and wet. First, it seals your roof to stop leaks before they start. Second, it reflects back nearly 90% of those nasty UV rays, keeping your trailer or barn up to 60 degrees cooler on a blistering day. So ditch the duct tape and buckets. Invest in a long-lasting peace of mind with Seal and Chill. It's applied by pros for a flawless finish and is only $7.50 per square foot. That's a steal for a cooler, drier, happier trailer or RV, which means happier horses and happier people. Head over to wormflooring.com now to find a dealer near you. That's WERMflooring.com. Clarify Larvicide is more than just a fly control product. It's the first step towards improving horse comfort and keeping nuisance flies out of your stables. This feed additive uses an active ingredient that passes through the digestive system of horses where it stops flies in their larval stage. By using Clarify Larvicide as part of an integrated pest management program with Starbar products, you'll get more support, more expertise, and more control. Visit centralflycontrol.com to learn more or contact your local feed dealer. That's centralflycontrol.com.
So I'm sitting here in the indoor with Sydney, and we're having to hide because Sydney just gets mobbed everywhere she goes.
That is a lie. That is a straight up lie. I do not get mobbed. I will have one or two excited teens. That's it.
Well, I was just telling him, like, nobody recognizes me. It's fantastic. But yeah, you put your face all over social media.
I mean, I made my own bed. You know, I cannot be upset about it when people recognize me. I can't be like, oh, how could this have happened? Like, I know how it happened.
Yeah. I love the video you did yesterday about, like, okay, if you see me, take a selfie with me.
Yeah, people get really nervous because they're like, oh, I get scared to ask you for a selfie. And I'm like, I post my face on the internet every day. Yeah. I'm not gonna suddenly be like, ew. I prefer not to be on the internet.
I mean, you know? don't look at me. I don't want to be a part of things. Right. So how's your weekend going?
This is probably like the busiest Kentucky ever for me in terms of just like things I have to do, which is great, but also like intimidating at the same time of like, you know, I feel like I have a lot of responsibility. I have responsibilities to like my sponsors and to Eventing Nation, you know, so I want to do the best for everybody. But I also really just want to sit and watch some horses go around cross country, which I haven't got a chance to do.
We can kind of see the corner of the screen.
We can see a person and the neck of a horse. Wow. It's wow. Really majestic fine. Creatures.
I know. So beautiful.
So beautiful.
So we got to go on a course walk with you and your coach. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, that was really fun. So my coach is Sarah Kosenplick, and so we did a walk for Strides for Quality Equestrians, or C's, as we like to call it. We're just going to refer it to C's from now on. And yeah, that was really cool. We sort of set that up at the beginning of the month, and anyone that wanted to come walk with us, because I was originally just going to do one by myself and just kind of do like a funny little course walk with people. And then Sarah was like, why don't you do it like with us? Because Sarah actually knows what she's talking about. And I was like, that seems better.
We can probably also educate and entertain.
Right. Since she's had 6 or 7 5-star horses. So, you know, she a little bit knows. She a little bit knows what she's talking about.
It was actually super educational. Like, I came with a dressage rider.
Ew. God, why?
I know. And she was actually like, I learned so much. That was fantastic.
Yeah. I'm surprised she wanted to walk the whole course.
She didn't have a choice. Okay. I got the keys.
That's one way to do it, is to hold a human hostage out in the Kentucky and in the middle of a field in Kentucky is one way to make friends.
Yep, exactly. So have you been here before not working?
Yes. I've been, this is my fourth Kentucky, and just in the last 2 years have been like that I'm really working. The first two times, the first time was with my mom, the second time Deco Pony actually brought me out, but she didn't make me do anything. So that was pretty cool. But yeah. So this is the first Kentucky, or not, this is the second Kentucky where I'm like, I have adult responsibilities.
Ugh,
it's
gross.
I know, it's gross. It's awful. It's terrible.
Well, I guess.
It's not. I love everybody and I love.
Don't take my picture. I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
She's exhausted. No, so going to this, I feel like every time I leave here, I just want to like ride my horse home. Like it is just so inspirational.
Yeah, it's a little bit. I was thinking about this last night and I'll probably make more posts about it, but it's a little like it's not bittersweet for me, but a little bit like this is my dream, is to compete at the 5-star here. You know, and like, so I'm sitting interviewing these riders who are like living my dream, and you're happy for them and you're excited for them. And then part of you is like, God, I wish it were me. Like, God, I wish it were me.
Just be like, could you just rub on my hands?
Right.
Put
yeah.
some of your juju on me.
Right. Exactly. But it is also nice too to like talk to them and realize that they are humans and that like they're just people. I mean, hardworking and talented people, but they are just people. Mm-hmm. So it is kind of nice to see, like, it's possible. It feels like an impossible dream, but it's not, because these guys are here.
Well, one thing that I think people love about you and your videos is the connection that you have with, I mean, let's just go with Superman. Your connection with Superman. So where are you guys in your competition life, and what do you think your goals are for him?
So we have a show next week at Majestic. We're going to do the modified. You know, our plans had been to try to get to a 1-star with him, or maybe, you know, do a 2-star. And it just wasn't looking like, it's not really looking that like that's going to happen for us. We're going to just kind of keep it national versus international, which is fine by me because it's cheaper. But so, because just like the demands of the FEI jog and all that are a little hard for him. So we're just going to see how he feels. You know, he is 17, so as he gets older, you just have to be more aware, you know, and he's got a bit of wear and tear. He did prelim for many, many, many years before I got him. So it's, you know, we're just going to see where he's at. He's still really keen. He still wants to do it. So that's kind of, you know, our plan going forward is kind of see how long we can stay at the modified. If he wants to go back to prelim, we can do that. But, you know, it's really about him and what he's feeling.
Well, and that's, I think, the thing when you mentioned the Avengers being real people and you being a real, like, the connection that these people have with these horses. I mean, you can't just, that's what I loved about eventing, is just the fact that you can't fake it.
No, it's really, if you and your horse aren't a team, it will become abundantly clear on cross country. Because you can't get through, especially at, you know, at this level, I would argue, I mean, at any level, but especially at the 4-star and 5-star level, you cannot get around these courses without this horse, you trusting the horse and the horse trusting you, and you guys really understanding each other. You're just not going to get around.
What's the most shocking to me is how many of these riders ride so many different horses in the 4-star and the 5-star, and they're all different, short ones, tall ones, fast ones, and just to immediately get on and have that muscle memory to like switch to this horse from your last horse.
Yeah, I mean, I will ride multiple horses at shows. At the show that Superman's going to do the modified, we're making Ahsoka do the starter. For some reason.
Yay!
Yay!
All right.
I'm excited. I don't know if she is.
How old is she?
10.
10. Has she competed much?
Yeah, no, she's done plenty of eventing, but we have been transitioning her to more dressage because she's just sort of shut down with the jumping. She did a lot of jumping very early on in her life in addition to having a baby. So she's like, you know, I think it was just all getting a lot for her. She's gained a ton of confidence through focusing on dressage, and it's really actually really helped her jumping. So we're like, let's bring her out to a starter, see how she feels out on a starter. And if it's still too much for her,
that's, just rebuild the confidence.
Right. It's easy to just, I mean, it's a starter, whatever. We can just go home. So it's not, you know, we're just, again, with all my horses, it's sort of day by day. How are they feeling? You know, our big goals with her are in the dressage. We're going to be doing second level at WEC in May, and hopefully we're going to start schooling some third level stuff. So but we'll see. But yeah, I mean, these riders are riding these horses every day, though. So yeah. They do know how to swap from them. And I think it's sort of a skill that a lot of these top riders develop in their ability to, because they're riding multiple horses every day, to like switch their brain all the time, and it sort of becomes second nature to them.
But also ice in the veins, because then you're like, let's just add riding all these different horses that we ride all the time in this top competition globally.
Right. But I think also, I mean, sometimes it can be an advantage. I think of Caroline Pamuchu a lot, and that, you know, I think on the five star, one of the first ones she's going out in is Blake, is her Olympic mount. So going out on HSH Blake sort of gives her an idea of what she needs to do for the other two. So it's sometimes kind of nice to have like your pathfinder that you hop on and say like, oh, okay, this is how the ground's feeling. And then you can ride the other ones knowing that, you know. So it's sometimes it's really nice. Like I go out on Superman and I go, okay, this is how the, you know, this is how it's running. And then it's not so hard to get on the next horse because I already had my tried and true guy.
You know, the nooks and crannies and the turns.
Right. And you can like make the mistakes on the horse that you trust. And then you don't make them on the greener ones. So that's kind of nice.
Sucks for you, Superman, but you're just the pathfinder, man.
Yeah, no, it's a rough life for Superman, but he does it.
So switching gears to just life in Kentucky here, what are some of your kind of go-to things you have to do when you come to the Bluegrass?
Well, I do always try to walk the whole course by myself and just look at it. I do also, one of my favorite things I do for Venting Nation is the mix zone and interviewing the riders and talking to the riders. And I also really love watching the warm-up. I love watching the warm-ups for dressage and show jumping. It's a little bit harder on cross-country, but I love doing that. I obviously love the trade fair. You know, it's great to walk around to all these booths.
Have we been doing some shopping?
I am 4 pounds away in my suitcase from being overweight, so no. No. The lady at the airport was like, you're real close. And I'm like, I know.
Okay, here's the magic, is you go up to these people, and I would like to buy this. Do you ship?
A lot of them do. Yeah. A lot of them do, but I won't let myself. But it is nice, you know, I got some lighter things, I think, like, because Glitter Max Ponies is here, so I got some glitter for Superman. That's light. That's not 4 pounds. I didn't get 4 pounds of glitter. But it is nice, too, sometimes to just, like, see companies that you don't normally see in person. You know, and to see brands that you don't normally see in person.
And put your hands on stuff, too. Because, exactly. Well, not all of us are in Florida where there's like 9 billion tack shops
That's
within
true.
A stone's
throw. Spoiled.
Throw.
I am spoiled with Tack Shack that has like every brand imaginable. But like, yeah, but it is also nice, too. A lot of the saddle companies are here. So if you are saddle shopping and not sure what brand you want to, you can like sit in a ton of saddles and be like, oh, I actually hate this brand before you pay the consulting fee for them to come out to your barn. So that is kind of nice. And it's just, I think also just like talking to people. I also really like the food trucks. That sounds lame, but like the cheese curd guy. Cheese curd guy's here and he rules.
I've been hearing about the cheese curds. And my co-host Glenn likes to buy all the things fried. Like, I don't know, fried Oreos, fried cookie dough.
He would like the cheese curd, man. He'd be a big fan of the cheese curd.
Okay, man. Glenn, make a note. You have to do the cheese curds next time. He probably already has. Who am I kidding? He already knows about that. Well, thank you for taking some time to sit down with me and talk to me about your eventing career and future goals. So if you were to sit down and go, well, first of all, I did have a question. I have with a group of girls and they knew I was coming over to talk to you and they had questions.
Okay.
They wanted to know, where are you from?
I'm technically from Illinois. My husband is still in Chicago. I'm sure he's doing fine. I don't know. He has a house and food, so he'll be all right. Running water, he'll be okay. So technically I'm from Chicago, but I spend half of the year in Ocala for the winter and then the other half in Virginia for the summer. And then I just go back to Chicago. But like my address on my my driver's license and for insurance purposes is in Chicago.
Okay. And we can FaceTime with husbands, so it's fine.
He's fine. He'd like literally, you know, there's electricity and a roof.
It's a fridge.
Yeah, he's okay.
I mean, there's a store close by.
Yeah, he can walk to an Aldi. He's fine.
Perfect. Okay, the next question that they had was, how did you get into the sport of eventing, or just get into horses and then morph into eventing? Because nobody starts horses in eventing.
No, I did a summer camp when I was like 7 or 8, and then I started riding at a Hunter Jumper barn, shout out Tivoli in Illinois, and I started riding there, and then my parents said, nope, you're not doing that. You could do a real sport. So then I joined the theater just to sort of get back at them.
So you're a real sport.
Yeah. And then I actually didn't really start competing again. I mean, I graduated college and immediately got a off-the-track thoroughbred because I was like, I'm an adult now. I can do what I want. I did everything you guys asked me to. I got my degrees from college. I did it. Now I'm going to go back to the thing I love. So the reason I've always wanted to do eventing is I remember watching the Sydney Olympics with my mom, like really early in the morning, and just watching them go through the cross country and being like, that's what I want to do. I want to do that. And that's sort of always been my goal. And so when I got that thoroughbred, I trained him for eventing, which I had no idea what I was doing, and he had no idea what he was doing, but we got around. We got all the way up to like novice somehow.
That's why we have coaches that tolerate us.
Yes. So, yeah, and then it sort of has kind of snowballed from there, and I've been taking it, you know, more and more and more seriously, and yeah.
Okay, then the final one that they said, what has been the most difficult challenge? And I don't know if they meant like in life, like are we just happy to be alive, or like difficult challenge in horses? Well, you come up with your own answer.
That's a really good question.
You know, the answer is nothing because we're like so magical. And,
that's
like,
the thing. I mean, literally nothing is hard for me. I've never struggled, and every day is so good.
It's nice that everything is free.
Yeah, I know. I just wake up and birds carry me across. You know, I don't walk anymore. No, I mean, I've talked about this a little bit, started a little bit on my channel, but I do have clinical depression and anxiety and stuff. And so I think trying to conquer that with showing has been really hard for me. You know, going through some bad trainers and some hard times, it's been really hard. I think, you know, one of my biggest challenges was just like switching trainers when I was by myself in Florida, you know, and having to like do that myself because my husband wasn't around, and I was like, I had to figure that all out myself. And
find your people. Not every trainer is a fit for you. If you're listening to this and you are in that situation, you don't have to live in a battered wife situation.
Right,
sometimes.
Exactly. You can escape. You do not have to continue to torture yourself. That would be my big thing. If you are miserable, you have to leave, if not for your sake, for your horse's sake. But so that was really hard. I think, I mean, one of my greatest challenges, but one of my most rewarding ones, was the second thoroughbred I got, Borsellino, was just a war horse and just a thoroughbred racehorse to his core. And he was just one of the most challenging horses I've ever met. Like, he would fight you every step of the way when you asked him for something. But it made me a better horseman. It taught me.
He teach you the most.
Exactly. He taught me how to be patient. I had to teach him how to load. I had to teach him how to do it. Wonderful creature, but just very, very challenging. So that, I mean, in terms of horses, he has been my biggest challenge. And I think my biggest challenge right now is just trying to conquer my nerves at the modified level, because it's hard. It feels like a big jump from training.
So it is a big jump. And I got all the way competing through training, and I would school prelim. And then I just realized that I'm not going to jump a ditch and wall. It's just not a thing that I ever want to participate in.
Yeah, I can feel, I mean, yeah, I can understand that. Ditch and walls don't scare me because I don't scare Superman, but it just like, it's like the combinations and the trick. It's a show jumping for me, honestly, right now. That's really challenging in that aspect. But yeah, I mean, my biggest challenge, I mean, the cop-out answer is like everything, but like, I guess
all of it.
It's horses. All of it's really, really hard, but then it's all so rewarding when you can come out of the other side.
Absolutely. I will tell you, so I had to like adjust medications and hormones and all the age that I'm at. And so I've had to come off all the hormones so I can get a proper amount of blood work. This is probably TMI, but I'm off hormones for 6 weeks, and I have realized that panic attacks are a thing. They're back. Like, they're fun.
They
hit that age. So my friend Rachel, I probably shouldn't say this, introduced me to half a Xanax.
Right.
I'm a fan.
Yeah. No, I mean, she don't touch it. No, my anxiety's like, okay.
That's hilarious.
Yes, but yeah, my anxiety's like, cute. Good try. Yeah.
We're going to, now Sydney and I are going to go sit outside in the grass and do some breathing exercises. Yep. Everything's going to be fine.
I'm just actually going to lay in the ditch on cross country and just sort of hope nobody notices me. I think it'll be fine.
Right by that ditch and wall.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you so much. You are just a delight to have around. It was amazing to walk the course with you. I was saying that you and you guys were like, if you're listening to like a baseball game, there's the, you know, the commentator, and then there's the color guy. And it was like, that kind of was how I felt the back and forth was for you. And it was super entertaining. And I hope you're going to do some posts about that. Were you shocked how many people came?
I was stunned. There was like 80 people. It was crazy. I did not think that many. I was like, I'll be psyched if three show up. Like, that would rule. But like a lot of people showed up and stayed for the whole course. Because Sarah was like, we're just going to walk the combinations. And then like halfway through the entire course,
she's like, I'm not going to make you go to the hollow,
like,
but
now we're going to go to
four miles this way.
Yeah. She's like, and now we're going to the head of the lake. And I'm like, Sarah, we've been out here for days. And like, Sarah, she's so tall and has such long legs that like her walk is every, like we're all jogging behind her to try to keep up with her. But it was, I mean, it was awesome. And I'm glad we went through all the combinations, and I hope people learn something and can kind of watch the 5-star today, understanding a little bit better what these riders are thinking about.
Yeah, I think walking it gives you a perspective on just how bloody hard it is. I mean, just the angles. You can't understand the angles of the jump the ditch and then completely facing left is the skinny. You know, it's like ridiculous.
Right, and to go back to your point about like the multiple horses, I mean, every horse has a left or right drift, right? Just based on how, if they're left or right-handed. You know, and so these riders are considering that when they're approaching jumps. I think Sarah said at one point, if your horse has a left drift, you should take the option because they're not going to get this. You know, so that's another thing riders are considering of like, which way does my horse like to go? You know, and you, it looks, I mean, a 5-star, even for a layman, you walk out, this looks hard. And then when you learn more, the more you learn, the more you realize how incredibly hard it is.
Yeah. Life goal. You're going to be here. We'll see. We got Ahsoka coming up. Superman. I mean, you'll be fine. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, we'll just do it when he's like 30. That'll be cool. Yeah, he'll just land after the ditch and just his bones will turn to dust. It'll explode.
You know what, though? But you'll finish, okay? Yeah. You'll be here, for God's sake. So
it's good. It's good to have dreams.
Sydney, where can people find you? I mean, like, if they don't know already.
I mean, for the next weekend, I'll be here at Kentucky. But no, you can find me on TikTok, at Bookipsies, Instagram, at Bookipsies _. You can also just look up my name, Sydney Steverson, on Facebook or anywhere. I think that'll send you to me, I hope. Unless there's somebody else impersonating me, in which case, let me know. I don't know. I think that's a crime. So
we'll keep an eye out. All right. You're awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks again for joining me. If you're new here, be sure to hit subscribe as we have some other new fun shows coming up for you throughout the month. And write a review if you like it. If not, don't. Have a great weekend. And don't forget, spay, neuter, and geld.